just do some very basic toe work. I've just got the ball of the foot down there, my left knee is bent, right up on the toes, and I'm just going to do some little pulsing movements, pulsing the left knee forward like a partial squat, seeing how the toes feel about that. I've got the weight pretty even, big toe through the toes to the little toe, through, forward, backwards, and put it that way. Yeah, if any of the toes don't actually curl like that, you might want to use some fingers to position them. Very often the little toes don't bend. Good. So you're just testing your range of movement. Now you're going to pause there, so I'm deep sunk through. I'm going to try and load up those toes a bit more, so take a bit of weight off the support leg. And then add some little circles of the knee, move around a little bit. And circle the other way. Good. Okay, then pause. And then do some pulling the knee in, pulling the knee out. So you're rolling, waving up the big toe, waving the little toe. And then come up. So this is just testing the toe movement. We're going to do a much more intense version in a minute. So other side. Even weight across the toes and the ball of the foot. Use the other leg for stabilization. And we're just doing some pulsing. Little squatting movements. Keeping the ball of the foot on the floor. Ball of the foot being right to the base of the big toe joint. And your focus here is on bending the toes, so driving the knee forward and load it up as much as you can. Does anyone notice the left-right difference in this toe movement? In their feet?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did a bit of a test of your range. Pause there. And do some little circles with the knee. These are micro ones. Just exploring any movement to that toe bend. And then go the other way. Getting a free little leg work out here because you're holding a partial squat. Good. Okay, pause. And then drag the knee in and out. In and out. Try to get that foot to relax. A little more to, of course, because you're beating up a bit. Okay, and three around. Okay, again, just testing the range of movement in the other direction. Curl the toes under like this. Really simple. Again, weight even, big toe through the toes to the little toe. And try the same little squatting movement. Toes are bending, but as you sink down, more of the top of the front of the foot gets stretched a little bit. Try to relax the toes. You're not actively curling them under. You curl them just by positioning yourself like that. Pause. Doesn't matter where you pause. If you find very upright is the best pull for you versus a bit deeper. And then do some little knee movements, left and right. Moving around on those toes. So do circles. Then you're going to, I'm doing the left foot, and turn to the left a little bit, so all the weight is now on the big toe joint. And really try and sink through the big toe. And then we turn the other way and let the ankle roll to the outside. And now there's that whole little toe, out of line of the foot, out of line of the ankle. And as much as you can, load it up. Think of the other legs just to support the stabilizing leg. Put more weight there. And do some tiny movements of any sort. Move around. Can you have that foot relax? It doesn't want to. Okay, and come out. Wriggle around. Same thing on the other side. This is the gentle version, we've got a much stronger one coming up. So position the toes, So you don't want to actively curl them, because all you'll be aware of is cramping in the foot. Even to begin with, big toe, other toe, real toe, and just do some squatting up and down movements. So anyone notice the left-right difference in this toe movement in their feet? Does anyone find any particular toes don't relax or don't bend? For me, the right big toe joint on this side is recalcitrant. It doesn't want to do this. Good word, one. And pause.
I broke my foot and toe last Tuesday.
Okay, well,
my toe was dislocated.
Yeah, I think I dislocated my little toes many, many times doing gymnastics. Now I'm just doing little left-right movements with that knee. And then I'm doing the right side, so I'm going to twist to the right and try and reload up the big toe joint. There's a bit of contractions here, of course. You can try and drag the toes through at any point. And then twist the other way and let the ankle collapse to the outside. And as much as you can, load up there. Of course, it's completely controllable. You don't want to pull anything. And then add some tiny movements, any movement that you can produce, add it to the basic position. You can think about moving the ankle, you can move the knees, you can move the hips, all produces different sensations. Okay, and come out. Go for a walk around and try and move your toes as much as you can as you move around. Any cramping that you're getting with the you can actually do that. Into a squat position. My feet are hip width apart, maybe a bit wider. We don't need to get the heels down, so everyone's going to do it in this position. And you're going to come down and then come up into a double toe bend. So both feet are involved. I'm just stabilizing with my fingertips. Notice I've got my arms on the inside of my knees. And then I'm just going to try and really sink my bum right down towards my heels and just feel what that feels like. I've still got the ball of the foot on the floor. I haven't come up to tippy toes. And then I'm just wriggling. Just little wriggles on the feet. Try and get the movement in the toes a little bit. So you want maximum bend at the toes. Some of you are all the way back here. That's not what we're doing. So bringing the heels up. Awesome. That's assuming you can actually bend your toes in that way, of course. All right, now I'm stabilizing with my fingertips in front of me because now I'm going to do some little going forwards and backwards. Load up the toes even more. What's that? You have to go into a crow pose. You want your whole body to go forward. You want the weight to come into those toes. All right, and then just pause in kind of more upright position. Again, stabilizing on your fingertips, because now you're going to try pulling the knees wide, load up the little toes, and relax. Pulling the knees wide, load up the little toes, and relax. Do that 3 or 4 times. If you make this as strong as you want, you can pull the knees wide and then lean forward a little bit, really load up those toes. Anyone finding that their toes are cramping? Or are you not sure? They just feel like they're getting...
It's my toes.
Okay, now we're going to switch to arms on the outside. Stabilize. And we're going left and right now. load up the totes. Take as much weight on the arms as you need to be able to control this. You could do side to side, you could do circles, figure eights, whatever you want. And yeah, if you need to have a break at any time, it's fine. Okay, that'll probably do that one. So now let's just try and go into a full squat. Put the heels down. We're not going to be too precious about good form or anything like that. We just need to find a foot width and angle that we can get down. If you needed to, you could go and hang off a pole or a ladder. And then just do some little moving around here. Now we're going back to ankles rather than feet. I'm just doing some little circles, both directions. You can have the body really slumped or you can lift the chest. We won't be here for too long. How long is too long? Maybe 5 minutes. I'll put it here for a little bit. And then you can just pause in a comfortable position and try and let the feet relax completely here. Not making any effort of any sort, just hanging your wrist in here. Okay, so head back to your spot. We'll all do the same side together so I can use some of those right cues. So to start with the left side, you're going to set up your foot in this same position we just tested before. And then watch, I'm going to come down into a full kind of hurdle start position. And I'm going to hold this left knee with my left arm. This is the start position, so off you go. Full squat. You might need to adjust the right heel, bring it forward or backwards so that you can comfortably come all the way down. I'm holding the left front of the knee here, and then I'm going to practice pulling the knee in and letting it going away. So this is the pulsing that I was talking about, pulling up, relaxing, pulling deeper into the stretch, relaxing. If you can, in the squat, if you can come a bit more upright, then you'll have more load going through that foot. So again, it's scalable. Pull the knee all the way in, so maximum stretch position. Do a contraction where you try and drag the toes out from underneath you. And take a deep breath in and try and let your weight sink into that foot. Okay, right hand, put it out to the right here, because now you're going to cheek the weight over to the right a little bit, so it's the big toe on that left foot that's getting all of the stretch. Again, can you pull the knee in a little bit further? Can you sink more weight into that foot? Okay, shift back to the middle. Change your arms over, so it's right hand, left knee now. Left hand out to stabilize you. Let that left ankle roll, collapse in other words, and then pull the knee in. Can you feel that outer ankle line, top of the foot? Do a little contraction there if you can. Try and drag the toes out from underneath you. It's not pleasant. No one said it would be pleasant. And relax. Okay, and then shift back to the middle. And a bit of a break before we do the other side. Go for a little walk around. Try and move again. Move the ankle. Yeah. good afterwards. Yeah. That's a nice little cross-hatch marks on it. Okay, let's do the same thing on the other side. So right foot, you get off the toes, and then you're coming down to a full squat. And the same arm, right arm around that right front of knee. That's it. And then just sink a little bit. Just get used to the load coming through that right foot. And then keep everything else still, but pull the knee in, and then let it go away. Pull the knee in, let it go away. You could add more of a rocking movement to that, because then you're changing the point of maximum pull in the foot there. Pause in a strong stretch position, do a contraction, try and drag the toes out from underneath you. 3, 2, 1, stop, take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, relax and sink. Left hand a little bit out to the left to support you as you rock to the big toe side of the foot. Maybe you can pull the knee in a little bit more. Maybe you need to rock forward a bit more. Maybe you need to really get the stretch through the big toe line. You can do a little contraction there. And then come back through the middle, switch the arms over, right hand out to the side, let the ankle roll, let it collapse, sink, try and rest your buttock on the right heel, and then pull the knee up. And again, you could do some movement, you could do some little pulsing, you could do some little circles with the thigh, add a little bit of controlled movement. Can you let that foot relax?